Virginia Cooperative Extension is conducting a survey this fall asking Virginia farmers, regardless of size, to answer a few questions about environmental practices. Virginia Secretary of Natural and Historic Resources Stephanie Tylan says if Virginia farmers want conservation measures to remain voluntary, they need to take the survey.
Virginia State Code provides that certain best management practices could become mandatory for farmers in the Chesapeake Bay watershed in 2028 if it is determined that the Commonwealth has not satisfied its nutrient reduction commitments.
The bottom line, according to Tylan?
That means requiring a nutrient management plan for any operator of 50 or more acres of cropland in the Bay watershed and requiring stream exclusion from any perennial stream in the Bay watershed for 20 or more cattle.
Virginia Secretary of Natural and Historic Resources Stephanie Tylan. More information about the survey can be found at the website ext.vt.edu. Well, I would like to invite everyone to tune in to the next Valley Farm Forum that will be tomorrow, Tuesday, November the 11th, during the 9 o'clock hour on WSVA. And, of course, at this time of the year, what are we all thinking about? We're thinking about turkey. And Rockingham County is the turkey capital, and we will bring out of the archives some great stories, that world-famous turkey drop story with Twig Strickler and Charlie Wampler Jr. And also, we will have a repeat from a couple of months ago with Ryan White. Many of our listeners asked us to repeat that interview because they found it very interesting. It's the economy of the Virginia poultry industry from the farm level. So Ryan White will have Charlie Wampler Jr. and Twig Strickler from the archives. And turkey historian Charlie Clark will join us to tell us why modern turkeys have white feathers. Yeah, they weren't always white. That's on the Valley Farm Forum Tuesday morning during the 9 o'clock hour on November the 11th, only on WSVA. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.